Blog Talk Radio.
That's Wally Ali. We thank Wally Ali for that beautiful song, Images. Images. We thank Brother Wally. May Allah's peace and blessing continue to be on him. We here tonight coming out of California under the guise of Amin Muhammad. This is the Black Talk radio station. Message of concern, concern about the world we live in, concern about the human family. We're concerned about how we can put the human family back together and stay together. For from now on, we don't need to go through this again, racism. But we got to get these images out of the world. So this Black Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad, SIM Schools. And you can see the SIM Schools are getting some attention. There's a Caucasian girl on the TV telling about the SIM Schools. So they done picked up the language, and they're going to use it and get a lot of attention when she brought about the SIM School. And we need SIM School. We need all the school we can get. But we need to get out of the public school. It's not worth a quarter, misleading, miseducating. And it is a place that you can ruin your child in, or your child can get miseducated. And once they get miseducated, it's hard to reverse what they already learned back to the truth. So we here tonight, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of all the world. We like to start out, talk off with a prayer. This prayer called Al Fatah. And this prayer simply means to open. We want to open our talk up and ask Allah to guide our tongue and our heart and only say them things that need to be said and hold them things back that do not need to be said. So we'll say it in the Arabic language. Most of the prophets spoke, none of the prophets spoke English. Then we'll come back and translate it in the English as close as possible, inshallah. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilayimin, Ar-Rahman Rahim, Maliki Homidi, Iyaka Na'budu, Iyaka Nasta'in, Adini Sirat Al-Mustaqim, Sabladina Anto Alayhim, God Rimagdu, We Alayhim, Walidoli, I mean, English translation. We seek to protection from God, from Satan, and rejecting enemy, the one who's been outcast with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished sustainer of all the worlds. Most gracious, he's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we'd like to continue to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting, the message greeting. This greeting was given to us by the Creator himself and gave it to the prophets. And the prophet gave it to us, and we still use it today. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum, means simply God, peace be upon you. And with that obligated all of us to keep the peace. If we will not have so much murder. We wouldn't have people like those. We would have peace and love for that person, and we would have a place for that person to make or live. There's enough money in America where no one should be sleeping out on the streets unless they choose to, or sleeping out in the open air unless they choose to. So we have that kind of money in America, and people gonna be according to the Quran on the side, they gonna be talking about what they should have did, could have did, and didn't do. And one thing we should do, we're not like the Africans. The Africans will take their mother and father in. They will take the homeless person in and take care of that person until that person was able to take care of himself. That's the natural way of doing things. But this world taught us, I got mine and you get yours. And so this is the kind of attitude we see in America coming from these parties we call Democrat and Republican. This attitude they have, they rather spend more money on bombs than they spend on the people welfare. So it's wrong. And those people that do that, there come a time they're going to pay for that. So all praise are due to Allah. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. We're here on the Blog Talk Radio station tonight to talk about the domestic concern. I'm Abdullah Akbar coming out of Cato, Georgia, along with my wife, Dahiya Akbar. And we also have Sujah Muhammad and his wife, Kawan Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. And we're here tonight to speak to you and talk to you. We hope that you would call in, and we should call in. Let's match one on your phone, and queue, you'll be brought into the queue, and then you match one, you'll be able to get your mic turned on so you, too, can share or ask questions or make comments. We say, Umalay Shaitan Radeen, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation, meaning that he lives and he never dies. There's nothing like God. We love all of the prophets, but none of the prophets was God. None of the prophets came to die for nobody's sin. They came to show you how to live and to stay away from sin. This is why the prophet was saying, and to give you an opportunity for you to save yourself. So let me read something from this blessed book we call Al-Quran, the book, the only book that we know of, that I know of, that Allah, the creator of the creation, said that he's going to protect. He never said he going to take any other book, and I don't think he have texted many of the religious books. Because when you read them, if you read a book that tells you if somebody slap you on the right side, give him your left side, you better leave that book. That book is not from God. God don't put nothing in any insect or any animal. He put it in them to protect themselves. How in the world are you protecting yourself and somebody slaps you one way and you go and give them another way to slap you? So that don't make sense. And I guarantee you don't use it or you won't be around here too long. So I'd like to read something from this blessed book, Surah Al-Furqan, the criteria, the revelation in Mecca, 77. Ayat six. Allah says, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Allah says, blessed is he who has set down the criteria to his soldiers, that it may be an admonition to all this creation. He who belongs the dominion over the heaven and the earth. No son has he begotten, nor be a partner in his domination, nor do you have a partner in his domination, and yet had taken besides him gods that cannot create nothing but are themselves created, but have no control over hurt or good to themselves. Nor can they control death or life, not resurrect, but the misbeliever said, nay, it is this book a lie, whether he have forced it and others have helped him and at his history, it is they said, who has put forth an inquisity of falsehood? And they said, tales of the ancients. and tale of ancestors, which has been called to be written, and they are a dictator before him, morning and evening. Seth, the Quran was sent down by he who knows the mercy that his heaven and earth. Verily, he is also forgiveness and most merciful. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Excuse me. So, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah for the Al-Quran, for his guidance that come from the Quran. It caused our life to be extended, caused our life to have a better life, because what is life without prayer? The living dead. That's what it produced, living dead. People that live, but they dead in their moral, dead in their economic, dead in their family life. They're alive. Huh? People that you find have no respect for others, and then that respect, have no respect for themselves. The movie industry is making movies of these people and calling these people the living dead. So, alhamdulillah, one, we got somebody raise their hand. Let me see. Brother Knight, I mean, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
What do you got to say?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us. Alhamdulillah. The Lord and cherish of all the world. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Yes, sir, brother. I just want to tell you, thank you for that great talk this morning. I focused in my classroom. I focused on one of the statements you made, alhamdulillah, about that hip-hop was designed to destroy our children, you know, I wrote that on the blackboard, and this is a topic that this class that I got is going to discuss at some point, maybe within a week or so, because this is the end of the marking session. Mm-hmm. And yeah, something you said that caught my attention this morning. So that was a real good talk, though. Real good talk, brother. Yeah, you know, may Allah bless us and bless you for that real good talk this morning. Alhamdulillah. Hello, can you hear me?
No way. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, praise be to Allah. You know, that surah that we read on Fridays, it was a tradition of the prophet to where on Fridays, the prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, read surah 18. It's called a cave or cough. Called a cave, and it's a tradition or a practice of the prophet at the time to read that on Juma time on Fridays, and I kind of was zeroing in on it, doing a little study, and Allah makes the statement, Almighty God, Allah makes a statement in that surah. I think it's the third one, the third or fourth or fifth ayat. He says that he came, Allah came, or he sent his revelation to warn those people who say, mm-hmm, God had a son.
Yes, sir.
You know, and Allah says, that's a big lie. That's a big lie. And he came to warn the people who say that, you know, because that's one of the cornerstones of that lie, in Christianity. That's the one that they rely on for the image. God had a son, and then he had, and then he painted him a Caucasian, as if God had a Caucasian son, and that's the, something else you talked about this morning, you know. And then his son, God had a son, and that son had a son, and that son had a son, you know. So this is going to make these Caucasian people, you know, think that that's how it's supposed to be. And our people, too, accepting that thing. Because they'll tell you in a minute, you know, they'll tell us that, you know, we don't believe right, and we may go to hell because we don't believe that. You know, we don't believe in the front. We don't believe in the front. And, you know, pray me to God. So I had decided that what I was going to do tonight is study more, look in the index of the Holy Quran and both of them, and Yusuf Ali edition of the Holy Quran, and Malana, I forgot his last name, but he, that was the Holy Quran that we used to use before the Imam told us to use Yusuf Ali. I forgot, Malana, but his first name is Malana. But I was going to look at the index, and look up where, you know, Allah is talking about, or these people who translated the Holy Quran, Yusuf Ali and Maulana, where he talks about the son of God, or Jesus, the son, and zero in on that, and to remember and recall and maybe memorize what Allah says about that lie, you know. God had a son, you know. And alhamdulillah. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. You know, I'm not very long-winded, alhamdulillah. But, yeah, I just want to tell you that was an excellent talk, and very informative and very stimulating, you know. So, alhamdulillah. I turn it back over to you.
Thank you. All right, brother. Yeah, we all got something to say. All praise be to Allah. We working on this image. And so may Allah continue to bless us to keep going until this image is eradicated out of the minds and hearts of the people. But we can see each other as human beings. Huh? If we all come from Adam, where's the problem at? Problem is in the lie that our Caucasian brothers have accepted it, and other people accepted it, to live better off our backs, off the people back. They've been told there's only space. I'm looking at this movie. They said there's only a few rooms at the table at the top. And you got to get in where you fit in, and they ain't planning on letting us fit in. So we have to change this foolishness. The human beings supposed to love each other. We supposed to care for each other. The human being is the highest form of creation, but the human being falls to the lowest of the low when he don't respect what Scripture have come to do. And that's to keep us caring for each other, working with each other, not dominate and misuse each other, but to help each other and help each other in righteousness. That's where the book comes from. The book comes to make sure that we hear what we need to hear so we can continue to work together. But we'll never be able to work together as long as some people are holding a man up in an image as the son of God, and that son of God don't look like you or look like the other people, then the people that supposed to be looking like that image, they going to take the role to dominate you. And that's what the Caucasian brothers have done. They want to dominate us to the point they'll kill you, beat you, take you to court, rob you of your money, take you to court and send you to jail for just about ever and ever. And that's what they're doing. We go to court, we might not never come out of that court. That ain't right. But then we have, then we what helped them to keep going in their wrong direction. We want to call these people white people. I mean, close to saying they the right people. They the best people. They're not. We all human beings. We make mistakes. And they have made a great mistake because there's no blessing for what they have done to us. They can't get no reward for enslaving us. And they're talking about they're going to make America great again. America has never been great. Holding a man in slavery and mistreating his woman and taking his children away from him and sending them to another town away from him and raise them to be dummy, to take care of the cow, the livestock, the picking cotton. That ain't great. You can't call nobody to do something like that great. So we had to correct this. We are brothers. That's our brothers because our books tell us that we cannot get into paradise with hate. We have to love for our brother what we love for ourselves. And Prophet would ask, how do you help your brother when he's doing right? And when he help your brother when he's doing wrong or right? And they said, how do you help your brother when he's doing wrong? Pull him away from the wrong. I mean, you got to tell your brother the truth. You got to make it clear to your brother that it's true what he did was wrong. He ain't getting no blessing for that. Every night we go to sleep, wake back up the next. Every day we go to sleep, wake back up. We are just rehearsing for the real day that we're gonna go to sleep and not gonna wake up. It's just a rehearsal that we are practicing. Laying down and go to sleep, no way back up. And that day coming, real soon, it's coming. Don't care how much weight we pick up, how many barbells we pick up, how far we run. We can run around the block and don't eat no meat at all. We can just exercise all day long. But one day somebody going to announce that we're sick or we in the hospital. Are we dead? Somebody, that announcement is coming. Ain't no permanent life on this. And when that happens, everything we have done from the day we born until the day we die, we take that with us. So we should be encouraging each other to do right, being kind to each other, treating everybody, respecting everybody who deserves the respect. Respect, don't be looking down. I was in his office to go get my eyes checked. And this lady, she come up there to the desk to find out when they're gonna wait on her because she explained to them that the people that they waiting on now, she was in there before they were. And she was kind of acting a little weird, but they don't want to look down on her. I can see it. But we got to cut that out. That's not a character of a human being to look down on another human being. In the same office, the same clerk where you sign in at, the lady told me to sit down. And the way she told me, real rude, the way she told me to sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I was going to sit down anyway. I asked her that I had to sign in. And they did not let me sign in because I had to go back there and get my eyes tested if I can get some glasses. But that my insurance company paid them for that already, so that's why they didn't let me sign in. So anyway, got that done. But what I'm saying, there's some very rude people who's light skinned. This lady from India. You can tell she's from India because I got that little red thing in the middle of her forehead. And she probably staying here now. But this is the thing we have to encourage because that image been put up in the world. Other people react to the Caucasians the way they treat us, and they start treating us like the Caucasians have treated us or treat us. Why? Because they want to be like them. They want to be like the Caucasian people over there. And nobody else, I heard what one of the people said, the reason our hair like this, the sun god or whatever, stole a disc, and the disc came over our heads and turned our hair into sharp razor or whatever. However, any man was telling us that. So these people got all kind of ideas about us, you know, like them Mexican, call them Mexican wetback. He called the Indian, Indian giver. You go check out the history of the Caucasian man. All the land that they fold gave to us, 40 acres and the mule, they done took, especially if the land was on near a beach, they done just about took all that land back. Through using a crooked court to reclaim the land that we want. So until we get strong, and the only way we're going to get strong, we had to make people millionaires that can fight this, and lawyers and stuff, they can fight these schemes. And because one thing about the Caucasian man, or the savage man, he listens to knowledge. He listens to what is right. And if he doesn't know what right, he'll submit. Caucasian man will submit. So like this young boy, this young Muslim brother was put in jail, been in there 17 years for killing this Chinese girl, and they got proof he wasn't nowhere near that girl when she died. But they put him in jail anyway because he was a Muslim. Because they didn't want to solve a case. They didn't want to find out. They ain't interested in who did the killed that Chinese girl. All they want to do is solve the case, and he's a Muslim, and he would know the, and then they put him in jail. This is a shameful thing that we must get. We must make sure they do away with that, because too many African Americans is in jail right now for something they didn't do. They didn't break the law. They steal, but they picked them, threatened them, put them in jail, told them they're gonna turn them loose. That's fest to that. And especially this crime here, and we're going to send you home. This is the way they do things. And they going to call Indian givers? No, they is the worst of that. They are the masters of giving something and taking away, and then taking the light off what they did and put it on somebody. If they did us like that, it's Muslim. They the real terrorists, but they call us terrorists. So they've been getting away with that. But now they shouldn't be getting away. We should be pouring that out to them. And we should be making them millionaires after our young people who could fight this scheme. How do you do that? If a million of us give a dollar to one man, that's a millionaire. Next day we give another dollar to another man. That's another millionaire. Next day we give another dollar, give $5 that week, and we have 5 millionaires that we trust and will fight for us. We want a hospital, get somebody we trust at the top that will take the money we give them and use it what we tell them to use it for. Then they go our hospital, they go our school, they go everything we need, they go our fancy restaurant and everything. But we have to have faith in our ability. And the reason we don't have faith in our ability is just like they took prayer to school, they took that ability for us to work together and unite, they took that out of us. But now we got to get it back. And that's when Imam came. Imam came to unite us, to free us. And most of us, we truly free. We just don't have nobody that we trust that we can bring together and say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And they be good ideas, but a good idea ain't no good without no money. Okay, how good it is, if you ain't got no money, you got nobody to back the idea, it ain't going nowhere. God is with the idea, but I'll say he's not going to change our condition until we work together and change what's in our heart for each other. We're not gonna get nothing out of that. So we have to come together. So we got others in the queue that showed up. Anybody else who would like to say anything, got something to say, it's all you gotta do, match one and come into your queue, into the queue. If you match one in the queue and you can't get into the queue, let's call 444-221-5630. That's 404-421-5630. If you match one and it don't cut it don't bring you into the queue, and you call me, I see that you calling me, and I cut your mic on. So there's always a way to work with these things. So we thank Allah for this excellent Bout Clock radio station, Message of Concern show coming out of California, sponsored by Amin Muhammad of Los Angeles, California. They showed in California, they got a serial killer that's going around shooting and Spectrum and Compton, shooting, killing Mexican minions. They're shooting Mexican, kill five or six already. And they still looking for the person that done it. But all these things going on in America, here in Atlanta, over 30 or 40 young ladies are missing. And they showed a movie how these girls who snatched up, and they sent them to California, Las Vegas, or they sent them to Dubai, or sent them to Russia or China, and turned sex slaves out of them. Young girls, they think they're going to walk the street with all their behind hanging out, and they're going to be able to get in a car, or they're going to get snatched up, and the person is not going to hurt them, going to make a slave out of them, selling their body. If they fail to perform, they're going to kill them. So this is going to be made plain to them. And the United States government is working not real hard, because they want to stop that. But that's another way of bringing the African-American race down, let the women get kidnapped. Huh? And who going to look for them? Who going to look for the first thing they're going to say, well, the girl got kidnapped, look at how she dressed, how look at did she come home? Now, you know, we ain't going to look for her for 3 days. And, you know, she might be with her boyfriend. And she, you know, so they ain't going to look for her for 3 days. In 3 days, they start looking for her, maybe like they're looking for her. She could be over in Dubai somewhere, or China, or Russia, over there in London somewhere, selling her body just to stay alive. Just to have some food and food to eat. And these are things going on because our people, when I talk about our people, I'm talking about the people that came here with us, the situation we put in, these people don't even care to look for them. They don't care, they don't try to look for them. So until one of the people that we talking to some of us ain't hit home yet. If they don't get my daughter, I ain't going to worry about it. That's some of the people said. So all praise is due to Allah for the Bout Clock radio station. So anybody wants to say anything, match one, come into the queue and we'll cut your mic on. But we want to hear from you. So we thank Allah for this Bout Clock radio station. We hope that, you know, we got a couple of people that invited to come on. We're looking for them. And we keep writing people on, Ben, and come on. We call them up and say they're coming on. And sometimes they get busy and don't come on. But anyway, we're going to keep writing. That's all you can do, write the people to truth. And they don't have to come. Invite them to come share what they had. So, inshallah, we hope that pretty soon to have Brother Norma Muhammad on. He said he would, so alhamdulillah. Psychologist is coming on, and a few more. But anyway, let's keep acting. You know, because we know everybody got something to say. But we want people to come over here and be real about helping getting rid of the lie, all the lies that have caused us to be, as the movie people said, the living dead, because you have to be a living dead person. Don't want to see nothing good happen and all the things that happen in our neighborhood. We own nothing. And now they're running the rent up there, the houses rent up here, especially up in Atlanta. You get a house, you might have to rent apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, and this goes for the senior citizens who want to rent one for $1,700 for one bedroom to $1,900 for two bedrooms and $2,500 or $2,400 for three bedrooms. So these people, they selling a little small house for $400,000. They building a house, $400,000. So these people, it done come together. They done sit down together and say, this is what we going to do. And they doing it. And we as African Americans paying for, because we can, our burgers, down money that we make will not be able to get one of those apartments. And then if we two or three of us work together, we probably could do that, but we've been so divided all the year, think that we can bunch up like the Mexican and stay in one house and pay each other, pay rent, let somebody be the leader of the house and keep our hands off our girlfriends or wife. And live in the house and keep the house clean and work together. And we don't think we can do that because this is what the world done put into us. We cannot work together. I can't, I have African Americans say all the time, I can't work with no niggas. And they don't realize that God didn't make them no niggas. If they're a nigger, they made themselves that. And they have opportunity to take that off. Like you, ma'am, said, when somebody take on been educated, been a student and been learning, and his heart is, I don't know what, to reverse bad learning, to take bad learning and reverse it, it's hard for that person to start working to reverse that bad learning behavior that he received. It's like him working backwards for the betterment of his or her life, but they find it hard to do so. So that's why I said we need to start off on the right foot, ma'am said, instead of the left foot. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody who wants to say anything, they match one in your queue and cut your mic on, and we'll cut your mic on. We'll see. That little hand, that little white hand. So that's truly white. You got to call color by what it is. As a white hand, a little white hand, four, five fingers is up. That's Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. So well, yes, you got it, brother. You the pioneer here.
Yes, sir. I be waiting on some of them others to come on in, but they ain't coming. We gonna pray for them, though. I hold the blade. His name is Chief Tom Rajin.
Hello, white boy.
With the Lord's name. Yes, sir. Most gracious, the most merciful. We bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, his God's servant. We also bear witness to Christ Jesus, Abraham and Moses and Noah and Lot, all those great men, God's servant, prophets of Allah. So we bear witness. Allah said that he don't make no differences between them. Praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, what we're going through today, those great prophets and messengers went through the same thing. Allah says they does it just like they rehearse this. We're going to do the same thing. Same thing. I had a brother ask me, he says, Shuja, do you believe that you're a prophet? He asked me that in front of some other brothers. I said, no, I don't believe I'm a prophet. But I believe I should strive to follow him. I said, what about you? And he didn't say nothing. He didn't say anything. So if you out here trying to act right and trying to do that responsibility that Allah put on you, you go, it won't be right if you don't expect to catch a little hell. But you can have it. You know, they gave that hell to other peoples that believe, other peoples that try to establish this in the truth. You know. And they asked the question, when is the help of Allah? And they say that Allah's help is near, always near. You know? I'd like to read a little something from the Quran, you know, and hold it. You have something to read when you come down time to do it. You can't go and do it. Excuse me for 1 second. Excuse me for 1 second. Get everything lined up to speak on.
Okay. Hey,
how you doing? Want water?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're good. Let me read this. I will be blessed by Gene with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. This is Surah 4. And starting at Ayat 77.
Discount. Like I told him, I
got to
change my price on it.
Has thou not turned to thy vision to those who was told to hold back their hand from fight, but establish regular prayer and spend in regular charity? When at length the order for fighting was issued to them, behold, a section of them fear men as even more than they should have feared Allah. They said, our Lord, why has thou ordered us to fight? Wouldst thou not grant us respite to our natural term near enough? Say, short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is the best for those who do right. Never will you be dealt with unjustly in the very least. Wherever you are, death will find you out. Even if you are in towers built up strong and high, if some good befalls them, they say this is from Allah. But if evil, they say, this is from thee, O prophet. Say, all things are from Allah. But what has come to these people that they fail to understand a single fact? Whatever good old man happens to be is from Allah. But whatever evil happens to be is from thy own soul. Say it again. Whatever good old man happen to be is from Allah. But whatever evil happened to thee is from thy own soul. And we have sent thee as a messenger to instruct mankind. And enough is Allah for a witness. He who obeys the messenger, obey Allah. But if any turn away, we have not sent thee to watch over their evil deeds. They have obedience on their lips. But when they leave thee, a section of them meditate all night on things very different from what thou tellest them. But Allah records their nightly plots. So keep clear of them and put thy trust in Allah. And enough is Allah as a disposal of affairs. Sallallahu Kadeem, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. So it's just like it's been rehearsed. We're dealing with the same forces. The same forces are envy, jealousy. You see, usury. We're dealing with the same forces. Same forces. So it's not a new force that we are dealing with. It's a force that we study about, we read about, we're familiar with. You know? And all this is dealing with removing all racial images from worship. It's just a few of us gonna deal with this. A whole lot of us don't want to be seen. You know, they don't want to be connected with talking about removing the Caucasian image. First thing, they're going to ask you, what other image you going to raise up? You going to raise up your image? That's how they're going to come at you. If you move my image, who image you going to put up there? You know?
No.
So you dealing with, you're not dealing with nobody that ain't ready for you. If we deal with this right here, we had to be real, and we had to be ready to sacrifice.
Yes, you know,
and I don't care what you do, it ain't gonna be enough if Allah come at you. It's just like Noah's son. You know, when he talked to his son said he'll partake himself to a mountain. When the flood starts. And Noah said, hey, it ain't no place you can take yourself to. You can't get away from Allah.
Yes, sir.
you can't escape from Allah. When Allah get at you, you got. You know. So it's been rehearsed. They doing the same thing. It ain't, I mean, when you see it, you already know it. You know, a lot of, that's when we read the Quran and we study the Quran because Allah shows us. And see, that's what revelation is. Revelation is knowledge that is revealed.
Yes, sir.
It's already here. The knowledge is already here. You know, and we done read it, we done went over, we done studied it and everything. You know. But when it's time for us to use it, you know, your faith got to be right. You know. Mm-hmm. You got to have true love for Allah. Your heart got to be right, your intention got to be right. And the Quran says that Allah will reveal it to you. You see? So that's what time it is. Everything is depending on you or on me. It's how I conduct and handle myself. It's not about how much knowledge I got. It's not about how much money I got. It's not about who I know. It's not about none of that. It's about how I carry myself and conduct myself as a human being. It's how I keep faith and believe in what Allah told me and how I try to apply what Allah told me. Can't nobody measure you. You're going to be going through some tests. You know what I mean? You're going to be going through some tests. I'm going to be testing hell. I'm going to have problems. I'm going to have problems with my children and problems with people I'm close around and people I'm trying to deal with. You know, I'm going to have all those problems. I ain't pay my bill on time. My money is funny. You see? Don't think that if you got money, you know, and you save that money, that going to save you. Ain't nothing. Allah says, ain't nothing going to save you. Ain't nothing going to save you. For the law it gave all the prophet and all those messengers was the truth. And we can't be afraid to stand up with truth. We can't be afraid to stand on truth. I don't care how much somebody else got. Allah want to know the truth. Let's really say that your limbs, your body, your hands, your feet, all that going to testify against you. It's not going to testify against the truth that you got or testify against how much money you got or who you know. It's going to testify against whether you obey Allah. You is using obedience to Allah. Whether you keep enough faith in Allah. Even if you're not obedient all the way, but you got faith. If things are not going your way, you got faith. And Allah knows when you have faith. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah knows your intention. The people that follow Allah and obey Allah, they wasn't wealthy people. They was believers. They were strong believers. Prophet Muhammad, Lot, David, all these peoples, Moses, they were strong believers. That's what I got to be, a strong believer. I ain't scared to stand up. I ain't scared to tell the truth. It makes no difference who I'm telling it to. If Allah said deliver the message clearly and bring it out in the public, then you got to damn. I got to try to do that. Satan got his trick bag going. You know, he got his trick bag. Don't think Satan ain't gonna come at you. He gonna come at you. Allah said that he got angels on both your sides, one on your right and one on your left. And each one of them have a book. And they write down everything that you do. Everything that you do. He said, don't one leaf fall off the tree without it being recorded, without his knowledge. Allah, it said that Allah is creating galaxies over and over and over and over. Allah is creating them right now. So we believe it. We believe we should be relaxed. We shouldn't have no fear. As a matter of fact, Allah said in the Quran that the believers didn't have no fear.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have no fear. Because we are obedient to the Lord of the world, the one that got all the power, got everything. I seen people that got power. I seen people that got money. I seen them suffer. I seen them, they wasn't happy at all. And here I am struggling. If I had just a little bit of what they had, I'm thinking that I'd be okay. But I was okay all the time. Allah even said, some of us, if he give it to you, it'll take you out of the religion. It'll make you leave the religion. But that don't mean that we don't want our share of the dunya. You don't never give up on that. You know. Our appetite should be big appetite. Imam said he got an elephant appetite. We shouldn't have no small appetite. We should think big. So I'm not saying that I don't want no wealth. That's not what I mean, you know. I'm saying that wealth is don't makes me. Praise be to Allah. Allah is the one that set the stars up in the sky and take away their luxury. Allah is the one that takes that away. You know, that he is dull and he might fall. Because Allah is the one that controls and has all the power. And we say there's no God like Allah. There's no creator but Allah. And we say Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greater. Allah is greater. He's greater than what? Anything that you can imagine. Anything you imagine Allah is, he's way greater than that. You see? We have some of the peoples that is latecomers, is being woke up late, and they coming to us and telling us that they are, God is a spirit. These are latecomers. We done went through that how many times? I mean, 1,000 times. We done went through that. But now they just coming up with it, and they going to try to show us that God is a spirit. Allah Akbar. Anything you imagine God is, he's way greater than that. Nobody can say what God is. You can't comprehend God. Allahu Akbar. So brothers and sisters, yes, we are happy, and sometimes we might act a certain way because of the struggle that we be going through, and we be dealing with the family, and we be dealing with other groups and other brothers and sisters, you know. But me personally, I can't get no happier than what I am. October 10th, I was 80 years old.
Oh, well.
I'm 80 years old, you know, and I'm happy. You know, and God's still blessing me. Praise be to Allah. And I pray that Allah bless you all, you know, that he bless. And that whatever you're striving for, it comes into sight, you know. But keep striving. After you get what you're striving for, keep on striving. I found out through my striving is that I want for my brother what I want for myself. So when I get it, I'm just me alone don't have it. My brother got it too. You know, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So we thank you. We pray that we get some of these brothers that know the knowledge, understand the knowledge. It's all right for brothers, you know, latecomers, you know, come out with the knowledge and teach and things like that. But these brothers that's been wrestling with the knowledge for 40 and 50 years, I'm telling you, it's a difference. Wrestling with this knowledge and getting whooped. Don't think you don't get whooped, you know, but keep on standing and grow again, come back to life. You know, it's those type of brothers you want to hear. They got something to say, you know. They done suffered. They done went through it. I'm going to say this here before I close it down. One of the things that I heard the slave master say that the reason African American peoples is so creative and they are so advanced and in the head is because of what we sent them through. It's because we sent them through slavery. That we're the one that produced them. That's what they say. They want to take credit. They want to take credit for everything. And you remember the hippies? That was one of their positions too. They want to suffer like we suffered. So they can be creative in music, be creative in any different things that they do. You know, they it's like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, he said, what produced diamond? He said, pressure. Pressure is what produced diamonds. You know? they don't study this in scientifically, and they believe that. So they gave all their money. They told their families that they don't want none of their money. They get out there, start storming, hitchhiking, smoking dope. You see? So we're a special people, brothers and sisters. I'm saying all that just to say that what we went through, everybody haven't been through what we went through. You got some of the prophets and messengers of Allah would have liked to have been back here in these times that we're in right now, right here today.
Allahu Akbar.
So we thank you, and we came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, the guy said, ma'am, thank you, Brother Suja. Excellent time. Excellent. Nothing but the truth. Yeah, we've been through some things. And the fact don't look like it's going to end anytime soon. When you lived in the world, you lived through the set, the DVD, the DC. You done lived through all of that. You seen all the changes done come. Looks like one time we been to ride, and the next thing you know is the carpet that been taken off my nuts. We look like we were together, you know, and then next thing you know, we back in the worse condition than we was in at first. So,
all right.
We was being depressed. In the 30s, in the 40s, and the 50s and 60s, but we had the ability to open up grocery stores and drug stores, gas stations, so we had the courage to do all that, open up all these colleges that you see throughout the country, they're still open, and somewhat control. We in control, somewhat, because many of them don't fail victim to the Caucasian make a deal. Let's work together. And they been under the top colleges would teach doctors, making us doctors. Caucasian is almost controlled though college, especially in Tennessee, Meharry or whatever. Long that image up in the world, the Caucasian man gonna always think that he's got to be over, because God gave us to them, and that's why they said we were 3/5 of a human being. They had to say that in order to treat us like that. They couldn't say we was human beings. So what that was said by them, they treating human beings the way, and they are human beings. No. They had to come up and say, well, we're 3/5 of a human being. We ain't full of human beings. They had to justify the evil. And then, worst of all of that, they give us a God in their image and said, worship. And we still doing it. Africa and Latin and all these other countries still got that image of the Son of God, the favorite. And the marriage is the mother of God. And all this foolishness. And all this stuff has landed on us and caused us to be the way we are about our hair, our color, our way we treat each other. All that has a psychological effect on our behavior because of that image up in the world. And people are going to say it's not, like you said. They're going to say, well, no, what God you want to put up there? God is spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they want to argue. He's a spirit, and you know they don't want to argue. They don't want to call the spirit and cut you off. They don't want to argue in the way of the best, because you have to tell them who made the spirit, huh?
Yeah.
And God said God said don't make no image. You still trying to make an image of God. still trying to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what they thrive off that. They own they
you
give
can prove it too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we
you can prove it. Yeah.
But we gonna
they know that. Yes.
They know, but they done told themselves we gonna do them worse than they did us. That's what they tell themselves. So when they take over, you see they do us worse than them, so we should not let them take over. And that's why they done voted these six states and trying to get 20 more, but they can enslave us all, enslave. I don't think they can enslave the Muslim because we're not part of it. We broke away from that. We gave them back their name, they hauled their life. We gave them the way the life that back the built the life. We willing to dress in decent clothing, and the men are ready to be men. So they really not talking about us. They talking about the Negroes. The colored people they got, you know, that love them so much, and they pray to them. I know I'm not going back into slavery. And what can I do?
You know the president. The president signed another bill today, and I think Colorado Springs and one of them. It's for all the land. The beautiful parks and things like that, you know, for them to support it financially. He did that today, and you had one African American up there, and you had about 7 or 8 Caucasians, you know, running everything. They talking about they got 2,000. I mean, 2 million and some acres of land, you know, that they dealing with. Yeah,
and
that was today.
Yeah, but they got the Negro thinking that the world is overpopulated. They've got the world saying that. You right?
They control. These people control all this real estate, brother.
Yeah.
They control all this. They had another guy out of Mississippi running. Mississippi, one of them southern states. He comes on advertising about somebody that they done milk $13 trillion from the people.
Yeah.
You know, and he's running for office, and he asking for them to vote for him, and he gonna get that money back, $13 trillion.
For real?
Yeah. He can. Right. He said, "I know you're upset." He said, "But I'm upset too." He got to get you to vote for him. You know.
Yes, sir.
$13 trillion. So that show you how much. That's just a little of the money. I got to do some more research and find out how much money do America get. I mean, $1 trillion America get every year, you know, to issue it out to the different states. These different states, you know. But it's big money. I know they spend a whole lot of money in the military, and a whole lot of money given to other countries. And different things like that. I know he give Israel over $7 or $8 billion, you know, every year, you know, and the poor African American, he got to suffer. Poor African American, he got to suffer. He got to get ready for high gas bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the way in today. The African American couple sleeping on a bench, rain coming down with their young daughter. Man, that hurt me so bad. But what can I do? I go up there, you know, I ain't got nowhere to give them money to get a few dollars. I give them a few dollars. what can we do? But as a religious community,
mm-hmm.
is all the community a truly religious community, they will have houses or places to put those people in, because this is what Jesus
yeah.
would have did. See, they talk that Jesus talk, but they don't walk the walk. They talk the talk, but they don't care nothing about Jesus. All they care about giving the preacher a nice home, nice car, and talking about their preacher. They preacher do this and that. Other preachers say this and that. But what have he done? They can't tell you nothing he done.
That's what I'm saying. They are mostly Christians, and the tax money is coming from us, you know, the people, but the Christian is letting this thing happen, just like you said. They can all that money that they get, they letting all this stuff happen. Won't stand up, you know. Won't come together with the Muslim. Come together with
yeah.
the Jew, and come together with other nationalities and other religions. And we the richest country in this world. And you know, some of us think that they're supposed to have that money. They're supposed to
yeah.
live a good life, that we don't
yeah.
deserve it.
I agree
you
with
know,
you.
I don't mean to talk too long to a person, things like that.
I try to get away from it. He said, if they give us that kind of money, we most of be dead before the sun sets.
Yeah.
I said, let me
come
be dead. Give me mine.
Give me mine. You know.
Give
yeah.
talk to me.
The imam said, the more you get, the better, the more you can help peoples that don't
That's
have
right.
nothing.
That's right. That's one thing Rev Mike said. Rev Mike, how you helping the Pope? He said, not being one.
By what?
Yeah. And I remember, how you helping the Pope? He said, by not being one.
Don't be
Because Rev Mike was a good man. All the African American women sending money. And my mama sending him money for a piece of prayer cloth. I go to jail and the police pull out a prayer cloth out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I know you ain't gonna buy no more. They ain't do no good. He just put it in my simply in my pants pocket.
Yeah. We went
to it. If only you know what it was, put it back in my pocket. They ain't doing me no good.
All
praise to
God. All praise
to God. When you come alive, you're supposed to show people. You're supposed to act it out. You got to act like you were alive. You got
yeah.
to, you man, you, yeah. So I can go into a store and I can talk to those people. Man, I can talk to anybody in there. I got
oh,
a lot of sense. Yeah, be nice to them. How you doing? Oh, you got a beautiful smile today. Yeah. Brother Samir was one of the best at it. Brother Samir being nice. Looked like sad. And he would look at it, he said, you know what? He said, you got something on your face. And she would reach up there trying to, what? He said, that's beauty. He said, you can't wipe that. She would
yes,
smile. I think it make it a smile. So Allah has blessed us, man. Don't be afraid of nothing. And that's why other brothers I've seen. And Samir, Tommy, you know, time out, Twitter. He was getting that.
Ooh, man.
Yep. Yeah, Samir, I remember some gangbanger. He was on the bus and the gangbanger got at Samir And he sat there and listened until he got through talking. He told him once he got through talking, he looked him in the face, said, "Which one of y'all want to die?"
Hello, Ava.
They said none of them.
Hello, Ava.
They like, I kill all you punks. So all praise be to Allah. Allah bless us to have, not be afraid and be the best that we can be.
Hello, Ava.
Hello, Ava. So all praise be to Allah. So anybody else got anything they'd like to say? We got 33 minutes left, and I think that Hameen show come on tonight or tomorrow. Club, do it come? Million Man Club, come on. Do it come on tonight or tomorrow? I got it mixed up.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Friday, ain't it, man? Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, you miss Tuesday. Wednesday,
you miss Thursday. Yeah, it's a nightmare. Come on, Friday. Yes, sir.
Wednesday.
You know, it's, we do the math. It's simple. 1 million of us give one person that we trust is going to take that money, invest it back in the community, and buy the thing that will help all of us, and get that person a dollar off, million of us, that's a millionaire. Do another person.
Yes,
the next, and that's $5. You got 5 million, five people got $5 million. Then you get, they got some power to do something with. And we trust them.
I'll get that. All we going to do is go with that money.
It were because the reality, you can't do nothing broke because you can't be happy. You can't really concentrate on what you need to concentrate.
It's going to be left to us to figure out the whole thing. We can't just figure out the idea. We
got
to figure out the money, too.
Money, too. But you got to put in the hand of trustworthy people that love their people. If you put it in a criminal hand or a crook, you might not see that person no more. You got to put in a man or a woman that trustworthy, going to do the right thing and make jobs and happen. So that's what we have to do. We can make millionaires, but it's going to take a group effort. The group effort, because we making a group effort and making other people, you know, me and us paying the car insurance. We should be getting our own car insurance from people like us, not them. Man, Allstate making a killing. Allstate and State Farm and the Geico, all of folks making a killing, man. Rocky pays just about $200 a month for car insurance.
I'm trying to get me another provider.
Search the market. That's how they do it. You go to the market and find out who got the lowest rate, and then they give you a driving test. Then your rate go down further and further. So you have to find out, and then first you had no accident, no wreck, they fall down, and your age and all that.
Yeah. But now it's one thing I found out. They want to know whether or not you got a home. They want to know whether or not you married.
Yeah,
and that's affect you also.
Yeah,
that affects you. If you're not just getting liability, if you're getting full coverage, they're gonna ask you all these questions, and it's gonna be down on your record.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. They want you to be and
unless somebody
don't have
unless somebody went blind or something,
yeah.
And they just stop driving.
Right, and see one thing about that, African American, it pay more is money insurance than any people because they don't hardly stop the Caucasian drive past you doing 20 miles over the limit. They don't stop them; they stop you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm doing a lot. So one of the brothers have come into the queue. We'd like to hear from him for, you know, short time. And that's Brother Muhammad. I'm a George. I know I see he don't come into the and we got Brother Muhammad Sharif with raised his hand. So Brother Sharif, we'll bring Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia up. And probably take it up to the minute, brother. Rain, brother Sharif Muhammad, a soldier in his own right, soldier who fought, seen a lot of things, and a businessman too. Brother Muhammad Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. Yeah, how y'all doing?
Oh,
doing good.
We ain't ready no hell.
Yes, you are.
I like you. Okay,
he's crazy. He's so crazy.
But it's some good hair. Yeah. You know, it's some good hair.
Oh, okay, all right. I got
Brother Sharif. Brother Sharif. Mm-hmm. When two Jaffers got him, he was trying to get people to go out with him on Dawah. We went downtown in Atlanta in the middle of town. And he got that set up. I said, Suja, what you finna do? He said, you are. I looked at him. I said, okay, I'll wait over here and watch your bag. Boy, them people heard he got through talking to people. Those people They loved it, man. They the Caucasians, African American, and stuff. They loved it, man. And they just smiled and was happy. I said, man.
We were right there with all the people there. And Agbar, when we finally got him on the microphone, Agbar drew a crowd.
Yeah.
He drew a crowd. And the people listened to him. And ever since then.
Yeah.
Boy, I couldn't take that microphone from him.
That fear was gone. Was gone to the fear.
Hey, boy, he got that spirit. Yeah.
Hello, Akbar. Tariq, you got it, bro.
Yeah. That reminds me what the imam said. You know, when it was young brothers, and they would bring them up every once in a while and let them speak, you know. He and his friend, Leroy. Hey, Leroy was named by Leo Kareem's brother.
Yeah. I remember that when you said, yeah.
So he named
him. He was daring him. He was talking about you were shy.
He called him chicken. You know, the man said, I couldn't take that. But he went up there, and then he got in front of the people. It looked like they waited for him to say something, you know, because they had heard about he's going to help his father and Freud do the work, you know. Looked like he said they were just waiting for him to say something. The man said he started talking, and he haven't stopped. I like that we have with Akbar, right? He got that mic and he's still talking.
Akbar ain't stopped yet. Akbar.
You know, on the area of business, you know, we've had this for quite a while. I got a copy of the, I kept this copy. I should have put it in a wrapped up some so so it wouldn't be falling apart. Now, this is the Muslim Journal, January 3rd, 2014. It said, two detergents, first in a line from the Salam Group, providing the basic needs of the community. Now, this article was written by I.E.K. K. Mustafa, the editor of the paper. She said, Imam W.B. Muhammad stated regularly that it is not acceptable that another people provide all of our basic needs. His call to action continued the legacy of his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do for self, inspired Muslims of the African-American community to, in fact, provide their own basic needs to their families. So the Salam Group of Atlanta began, oh, people hard to read it, you know, began to making available the all-new True Detergent. The True Heavy-Duty Liquid Detergent is a liquid product under a category of halal laundry products in America. That said, the four individuals who started True the Products LLC in November of 2012. Oh, yeah, so they started out 2 years before this article came out. In November 2012, are Abdul Aleem and Malik Saleem in the Association of Imam W.D. Muhammad and Ali Muhammad and Abdul Rahim Shaheed, both of the Nation of Islam. Two communities came together with the product. Now, so the chemist who made the formula for True Detergent is a Muslim from the Nation of Islam, and he is one of the top five chemists in the country.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
You know, we could turn this situation around overnight, and we could do the same thing.
To start
supporting this because we got a product here. I mean, it's bigger than what Chinese food. You know, a lot of people eat Chinese food, but not everybody, but a lot of people eat Chinese food. Well, we got something bigger than that because we got something that everybody needs. Everybody got to wash their clothes. Whether you're rich or poor or in between or Germany, California, Japan, no matter where, you got to wash your clothes. That's so we got something bigger than that. And if we just came together as a group, everybody, if we just use that one detergent, that one product, now I'm going to, because the young people, look like they see something that, you know, it's their time, too. I'm just looking now, bring the up-to-date some. Now, this is a Muslim Journal. It's August 20 through 26, 2022, just a few months ago. They had this program in Detroit. So I'm just going to go to here and speak. I'm going to the second page 21. The article started on the front page. I'm going to page 21. And right here where Brother Shaheed Abdul Malik, he was speaking the evening. The guest speaker was Shaheed Abdul Malik, CEO and founder of WeBuyBlack.com, one of the largest black online markets originating in this community. He is a member of the Masjid Board of the Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam and a volunteer at Atlanta's Sister Claire Muhammad School. Yeah, I didn't know that before. He teaches in schools, so put all that responsibility on him to run this company. I think they say they got over 200 products in this company called We Buy Black. So we just go online and put in www.webuyblack.com. You see all these different products they got. I mean, get from many different places, different manufacturers. I mean, from our communities and all over. But anyway, he says, of the language, he may have been on him. Ready or not? Given by the role of Adam, the first man, which has explained was the key to how we should cultivate the world. We are not isolated, but something has happened to divide us, he said. But he went on, he's just speaking again, you know, because he's a keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to another paragraph. It's on the second column, because I know the time is running out. He said here, he said, if 1,000 black families, African-American families, that now spend $500 a month could consolidate that money, go back into the African-American community, that would be $500,000 per month. Listen to that. Just 1,000 people, 1,000 black families, spend $1,500 a month, that would bring $500,000 a month. That's a $500,000 a month. He said that would not go to tithe, gain, et cetera, because he got a lot of the product lunch detergents out there. You know, tithe, the big one, the name of it. Tie gains, a whole lot of them out there. He said that money will not go to tie gains. We don't know what he said. We don't know what we fail, but we should study and document our history. I said just right there. I mean, that's enough. It's $500,000 a month. Just that one product. If he said. It's hard for me to get over there and see how. That's something to think about. Just in 1,000. What's 1,000 families? You know how many families we got African Americans in America? And Imam, just in Imam Hump community, not speaking about all the others, non Muslims, African Americans, blacks. And I mean, brother, if one family just bought this product every month. You know, my suggestion, I know when I first heard this years ago, but we've been doing this about 6 years now. I saw another group of brothers, four of us came together, and we became distributors. I'm just saying, you know, that's fantastic. I mean, just one family, 100 people that just get this product every month. Well, we first heard that. All of us, we had the same mind. We came together, so let's do this. And so we got some, we already got some of the tithes and all that in the house, you know. I said, I just go to the nearest drain in the street and pour this out that I got. As soon as I'm going to order it, as soon as I get my package, my product, detergent, pour this right on out. And start using mine. And since then, we haven't used anything but the true lines of detergent. So I said, if we just did that for, and just 1 month, 6 months, think how much money we bring to the community and how many jobs we can make for people delivering that product and put it in all these washing machines. And you know, I mean, what do you call them, where you go and wash your clothes. Putting it in the store, the locals, let's put it everywhere. We could create so many jobs and businesses. We could make distributors. But after a while, there won't be no time before we be running around just like we used to run with the bean pies and the fish and everything like that. We could be running routes and delivering, giving people jobs. People be making, coming to strip. I mean, this is, I just can't. Can't talk enough of it. Sometimes I tell everybody there's the opportunity I get about this, and we just got one pouch or bottle of the product a month, you know. And I think I'll stop there. The time is running out. I think y'all got a lot more to say. Praise be the Lord. Thank you for taking my comments on. Listen, we're going to tell everybody, every chance we get, just start using the two lines of the church. Yeah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right. I hear one. I mean, the call had dropped or something. Yeah, but thank you for giving this opportunity to speak, Akbar and Suja, and Muhammad from Georgia.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, the million investment club of Los Angeles is scheduled 15 minutes. What do you want to do? So we're gonna remind me in 1 minute that it's time to cut loose. So thank you everybody for coming. And Brother Muhammad Sharif, will you close us out, please, sir?
Yeah, all right. I do say Tony Rajin, this is Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm Adin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladallin. Amen.
So we got a few more minutes. We thank Allah for everyone coming out and joining us tonight. And we're going to keep on rolling with this Black Sound radio station, Inshallah. Our lives. Right, people to come on and the path, what we have to say with what's going on in the world about the psychological effects and the image on the people of all of us, the world. It's all that image of them. And it's speaking to the people. And like you just said, some people will say, if I take that one down, then what am I going to put up in its place? They just take it. They don't put nothing up. So what we're going to do is keep on rolling on the show. And Brother Suja, are you still there? Brother Suja.
I'm still here. We got about five more minutes, ain't? Look here. If you can, if you think about it, could you text me that address to the true detergent?
Yes, sir. I told you I was gonna do that. I'm gonna give you the brother there.
I'm gonna try to, inshallah. I'm gonna get that started. You know, man, but I know Brother Ali. You know Brother Ali too. Brother Ali, and I didn't get a chance to meet his brother, the one that is the chemist. The one that put it together, but he's the chemist, and but Ali is his brother, but you know Brother Malik, I know you know him.
Malik.
But send that to me, and inshallah, I'm gonna try to set up an automatic payment with them. You know where I can get my soap every month.
They might want you to send you so much, and where you can. I know you don't want to carry it, not that heavy, but you are
my distributor.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do that too. I know some.
Yeah.
you know, I surround some messages and things like that. I can get that soap. Yeah.
Yeah, sister would be glad to have this soap, man. It's the only thing in our house.
Alhamdulillah.
And we had sister the one over sister Nasda, the one that's over the creator for her program, sister Nasda. About 3 cases.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I'm inshallah. I get it started here in Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Allah
Akbar, and I'm gonna give Sister Rashida. I'm pretty sure she'll buy something for me. I got quite a few people that'll buy something from me. I get it going. Yeah, sure.
Well,
alhamdulillah, just send me that information, and I'm going to call her. Allah is my witness.
Muhammad suggests that you go to New Medina. That we probably have to, you take it some money out for gas. We'll vote on that. That's called... Brother, you wanted to go, but you closer than we are. Go to New Medina for that program and tell them about what we're about, BUI. And what that mean, Mubarak, we all vote on $100 for gas, I'll get you there and back, because you ain't that far from it. Maybe you wanted to go, but you don't feel like going. Don't worry about it.
Let me check with my wife. And see whether or not she'll go, because Mississippi is right next door to us.
Yeah, right. And see that you get up there.
Yeah.
What we trying to do, and then that'd be a start right there.
I'm glad you mentioned that to me. Alhamdulillah.
He said, I got a trade, get $100 out of there, and then let him go on down there. It'll be 100, because it ain't that far. And then $100, that's gas. Then go down there and come on back, with that and take that information.
Yeah.
Be you out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I would have to, rent a car. That's what I have to do. Rent a car. Okay. And alhamdulillah. And I can put the gas back and forth in it, but if in the car, I'm pretty sure I can get one for a cheap price, and try to do that round trip. I'm hoping that I can get my wife to go with me, maybe her son.
I'll call you and let you know. We're going to get ready for brother. I'm about to go all the way out. He asked me to go all the way out. For his start, it's $1 million club. So, inshallah, we everybody went out.